dejas nacer el emprendedor dentro de ti.
Descubre tu crecimiento personal.
Encuentra la motivación para obtener el mayor éxito.
Alcanza la libertad financiera para ser tu propio jefe.
Esto es...
Sé el jefe.
Sé el jefe con Héctor RC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Héctor Rodríguez Curbelo. Te doy bienvenido una vez más al podcast Sé el jefe en esta temporada 4. Episodio 12 de la temporada 4. Episodio 93, 94 ya. Desde que empezamos con el podcast Sé el jefe hace unos cuantos años atrás. Esta temporada presentada por Huesca Coin, que es la criptomoneda con la cual estamos cambiando el mundo. Y hoy te traigo una entrevista espectacular dentro de las historias de éxito, una entrevista especial en inglés. Así que vamos a cambiar de idioma ahora, de inmediato. Un gran amigo mío, un gran empresario, un gran coach, un tipo metido en la tecnología como pocos, Stefan Logar, desde Alemania. Stefan, how are you, my friend? I just introduced you in Spanish to our audience, and I'm happy to have you.
Cool, and a lot of quadros, that's it. thanks for having me.
Yeah, amazing. It's a pleasure, man. For those listening, we have known each other for, I think it's 5 years now. We share mentors with Stefan.
Stefan longer has, already.
Yeah, man. Time flies.
2015.
Soon you will have some of this gray hair like myself. Soon. Just wait for it. And Stefan is a guy that's neck deep into technology right now. He's a coach, a mentor, businessman. He leads one of the biggest, largest, and strongest networks in Germany right now, and entrepreneurial networks. And I'm happy to have you. Also, he's a VIP ambassador with a coin. So yes, we have one of the big ones with us. So please tell a little bit about you, Stefan, for those who doesn't know you, where you come from, where you up to these days.
Okay, in short, well, I could tell you my whole life story, right? So I'm born in Germany and lived in Switzerland, all of this stuff, but I think it's boring. So what am I up to? I always have been in tech. I never knew it when I was young. It was like gaming, and I like played with the consoles, see if I could adapt them to be faster or build my own computers, stuff like that. So tech is always the thing that guides me and accompanies me everywhere I go. And now there is automation, right? Robotics, AI, crypto, blockchain, all this amazing new technology that's merging together and creating a world that we couldn't even dream of. I mean, Gene Roddenberry came close with Star Trek, right? But we are on the fast track now to make something real that will blow all our minds if we handle it right. I would say you got to be careful with tech that evolves that fast. You need to understand that you cannot treat it anymore as a machine. I just had today a call about it with a client of mine. I told her the way technology evolves, you need to understand that you're looking at an individual being. And we always thought aliens will visit and then we have to deal with other species. But we created with our technology a new species, if you will, that lives in the internet at the moment, right? Maybe soon in robots or something. But if you want this to go well, every one of us has the power to help this going well by treating it with respect, ethics, and just freaking friendly. Stop kicking your
Absolutely.
Computer, please.
Listen,
you will remember.
It's insane. We were talking before we started now with the podcast, we were talking about this, and we brought the example of a video game, a really dear to us, called Skyrim. Some guy, talking about AI, right? Some guy hooked up ChatGPT to this video game. For those who also know, it's an RPG. Massive RPG, one of the biggest in the history of gaming. And this guy hooked up ChatGPT somehow, don't even ask me how, to the NPCs, the non-playable characters of the game. So now when you're playing the game, you hook yourself up with a microphone. You're actually playing with the virtual reality game. You can talk with NPCs, interact with NPCs like if you're talking to a person. It's massive. It blew my mind to see the level of interactivity, immersion that the game has now because of that.
Absolutely, that's just the beginning. I mean, this is the gaming sector is always spearheading technologies that seem too out there to use them in the daily life. Now AI is everywhere. I mean, even people who told me I don't like tech, I do it without it as much as possible, say I can't dodge the bullet on AI, can I? They understand you cannot if you want to stay in business. And
that is such a good point for everybody listening. Remember back in the day when internet was not a thing, started to be a thing. How many companies, even today, I'm amazed at how some companies today, they still don't have a proper website, the proper social media set up. It's insane. But back in the day when the internet craziness back in the 90s started popping up, there were companies that said, you know what, this is not going to go anywhere. Multi-billion with a B dollar company like Toys R Us. In the United States, it was one of the largest companies worldwide, toy makers. They went bankrupt a few years after that because of this. And now we're in a different, in a similar situation with AI. It's kind of like we were mentioning this concept, an unfair advantage. It is all around us, but not all around all of us. Mm-hmm. Most people, and I'm not talking about people that maybe they don't have businesses, most entrepreneurs worldwide, they still see this as a, yeah, just leave it there. This is all fake or bullshit, whatever. Dude, it is not. You're missing out because it saves so much time. We're making people smarter with AI. We're making people, it's easier for them to work now. They're saving time. It's now. The moment to make the decision to start jumping into this technology is now.
Yeah. If you miss out, then you miss out all these exponential growth that it will have. And then you have no foundation to deal with AI later. Now is the basics, like when you got an early computer and C84, 64, and you had to type in command lines to make it work somehow.
I remember that. I had a Spectrum.
Everyone who did that had the foundation for the computers that will follow. It was easier. It was intuitive. Suddenly it got easy. And everyone who jumped in later was like, oh, this is hard. How I deal with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have an unfair advantage if you go in right now. That's just a tip I can give you.
And you mentioned a few points, important points also, Stefan, because you put all of this technology together. You talked about blockchain as well.
Yes.
You know, and it's the same thing. Well, you and I know I'm talking about this basically all the time, every day, with a Welfare Coin project. When I talk to people about the crypto blockchain, is not the future, it's the present. You know?
Yep.
It's the future for most people that are not listening, but it is the present actually. You know, the movers and shakers of the world are all into blockchain one way or another. Mm-hmm. The businessmen and women, entrepreneurs of the world that are listening are embracing AI now, not in the future. The ones that are listening.
Now. Yes. Then they're already preparing everything. So better you know what's going on so you have an easier life. Otherwise, you just stand there and you don't even know you're losing money, time, and everything you've built because you don't understand it. And once you understood it, it's too late, right? You should get into this at least with an intellectual approach early, and then you can see what you do with that. It's so important. And what I see is the melting, what you said, the fusion of all of this. Imagine AI runs the blockchain. And it means not even people have any more anything to code for it. AI is preparing it, setting it up, controlling it, and rolling it out. It's unhackable. It's impossible to do anything. Now, I was asked by someone if that's possible to put it into the lighting system of a city, like traffic lights, day, night lights, alarm lights, all of this stuff. I said, of course, if you have every lantern and every traffic light on a dedicated blockchain run by an AI smart contract, reporting back to a central that then double checks it and then decides on a smart contract timing, lighting for help, lighting, what daylight is it right now, right? How much is left? Is it raining or not? What's going on? It is fully automatic. Nobody can hack it. 100% secure, and it's set up within half a year if you get the right people to do it.
Absolutely. It's where the world is going. And let's talk, let's go a little bit deeper or spend a little bit more time into this concept for entrepreneurs. You know, mm-hmm. how do you think, let's go back to blockchain. How do you think blockchain can help entrepreneurs pushing their businesses forward and their finances?
Oh, there's so many ways. Hey? I just think about one way would be on a blockchain with NFTs. You can have dedicated high-level VIP NFTs. They are highly limited. Only 5 people can hold it, and they get total access to everything you have to offer, including personal time, right? So that would be one possibility. There are millions. You could have each customer in your business be an own node in your business. And for loyalty, the longer they stay customers, they get like rewards, points, or money back even in a certain way. They earn their way up to be a free customer in the future if they stay long enough and maybe bring new nodes and new customers, right? So there's so many possibilities where you can set this up in a way that you have an uncheatable company. Neither you as owner can screw up some people who really bring in new people because it's automatic. Everyone gets what they deserve, right? Where they put the work in. And the other way around, nobody can fool you or cheat you or trick you out of your hard-earned knowledge. This is another aspect. Security is the next. And then obviously saving money. Now, a lot of people will not like when I say this, but AI combined with blockchain in your customer support might save you 5, 10, 100 people working for you. Now, I know jobs are sparse already. A lot of people don't have any. It's crumbling down. I see a huge potential in human development, in personal development on the horizon. Because if you cannot do a mundane, I don't need to know any shit, 9-to-5 job anymore, you need to look inwards. Our whole society gets better because of that. Because there's no frustrated nonsense running around anymore. I'm looking 50 years in the future.
Yes, but absolutely.
You save money on all ends. All the boring stuff, marketing-wise, or repetitive work, you build an automation with an AI robot digitally that handles that crap, and then it's done. Social media posting, chatting with people, whatever you want, you automate it in a way that it feels authentic and alive and not robotic, if you know what you're doing.
You touch a great point. I want to give another example back, but I want to put a little marking on the the concept you just put out. But the other day I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was arguing with me that blockchain is amazing, crypto is amazing, it doesn't work for any business. And I said, dude, this guy has a restaurant chain, a chain of restaurants. So I was telling him, think about this similar concept you were saying. You start building, you build a bunch of NFTs to reward, let's say, VIP clients for the restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. You put out, he has a chain. So let's say you put out 1,000. So those 1,000 NFTs, you sell them for whatever it is, $5,000 a piece. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And they get lifetime discounts or one free meal a week or I don't know, whatever you want to do. Let's say certain benefits if they own that NFT. First of all, you monetize it immediately because if you've got 1,000 clients at 5,000, you make like $5-10 million in a minute. But besides that, you get these people now that they feel special, they have it. And what if one of them, then they move to the next city and then you don't have restaurants over there, they can sell it. You know, they have that NFT, they say to the next guy, they recommend your business, they say to the next guy, and then those 1,000 NFTs become an asset that they have, they can sell, it appreciates. It's a beautiful thing to do, and you can do it at different levels. And that's just one example I gave the guy. But there's many things that can be done, you know, with
Loyalty reward points. They're now so hard-coded. They're in apps you have to buy. You pay a lot of money to the software company who handles it for you because you don't want to do this in-house, right? You don't know how. Move it to the blockchain. Use NFTs. NFTs, every time you purchase, you scan it. It gets a trigger point. It tracks it on the blockchain. And once it's full, the person itself who has the phone and the NFT on it gets a message that, hey, your rewards are full. You can get now a free drink or a free meal or whatever. Here, go back and get it right now before it's gone. So you have free marketing that triggers people all the time to go back to your store, your restaurant or whatever. And it's brilliant if you understand that it's not only has to do anything with crypto and you need to make it complicated. You can put it into anything, no matter if you teach people how to strengthen their pelvic floor or yoga or whatever you want. It can be dancing. It doesn't matter. You can incorporate it right now. You just need to think a little out of the box.
Yes, absolutely. And talking about thinking out of the box and piggybacking into what you said before, people being afraid. I've seen this on social media many times that people are going to lose their job because of AI. This is not the first time in history that technology did something like that. Let's go back to the beginning of 1900s. You know, when Mr. Ford invented the, how do you call it, how say in English? The
industrialization, you mean? I mean,
yeah, the cadenas, the chain, the chain of the industry, the construction chain. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because I think in English, so I apologize for the English guys if you are listening. But the thing is, back in the day, how did they make cars? 50 guys by hand making a freaking car. This guy, this gentleman Ford came, you know, let's do things differently. And suddenly, a lot of people lose their jobs, you know?
Robotic automation took a job from me. I cannot screw the screw in anymore. It does a machine now.
And we evolved, man. We evolved.
Newspaper before the press, right? Everyone was written by hand, typed on typewriters. And then someone made a press, done.
Exactly. The same thing with Internet, what we're mentioning, Toys R Us.
Yes.
When Internet came, how many companies were bankrupt because they didn't move with times?
That's
the world kept going. And nowadays, people still have jobs. People need to, as you mentioned, evolve with times. And I believe this is a great thing. I really believe AI is making things completely different. Blockchain are making things completely different. And this is just the tip of the iceberg with things that are coming.
Yep. And we're not talking about the next 10, 15 years here. We're talking about the next 2-3 years maximum.
Yes.
Because these industries, they explode exponentially every month. There's so many breakthroughs, you can't keep up. It's every day I hear from someone, did you hear already what AI did now, what robotics does now? I said, no, I didn't hear it yet. Oh, even if you're neck deep into tech like me, you don't get the news anymore because they're so fast going forward. And all you can really do is lean back, relax into it and say, okay, what can I do right now for my business, for where I am in my life to make it easier, to get things done instead of 8, 12, 20 hours in maybe 1 or 2, thanks to AI. And what can I do with the rest of the time?
That is insane. That is insane. We connected with a company, I think it's from Singapore, I believe, or Japan. Eastern Asia. And these guys, what they do, they scan you. So you go use the software. You have to upload a specific video.
With a specific text, right?
Not specific text, but specific video with certain mannerisms in a certain format, with certain lighting, certain quality. So what they do, they create an avatar of you, right? They have different AIs. They have different AIs that measures your move. They measure your move, your gestures. Mouth. Another one, your lip sync, all of those things. And then once your AI is done, your avatar is done. I'm talking about not like the fake ones. Like how was this thing? The term they use them when they don't look real enough. You can tell. Sometimes you see an AI be like, this is AI, this is fake. No. It's you on camera. You talking. They make
your voice,
you.
Your expression,
your face,
your mouth is synchronized.
It's you. So once they have that, you can just as easily just start typing, you just paste a text.
Yep.
And then in a minute, you have a video of you with the same background because they don't change your clothes. It's like, if I'm like this with a pull on the back, that's going to be my setup, right?
Yep.
And then I just paste a text in there and then boom, they make it happen. And then now I'm giving a speech of 20-minute speech that I did not do. I did not record. I did not have to rehearse. I did not record 20 times in
Even
one
better.
Sitting. Even
now,
better.
Imagine you're in a small market, right? Mm-hmm. Like in Japan, and they don't like to speak English or other languages. So this avatar, you just switch it to English and it speaks
fluently. Exactly. That's what I want to say. There's another AI then that they meet with the voice AI. They grab your voice and they make it how you will sound in a different language, even with the freaking accent.
Yes, everything.
Even with the accent. And then you can choose like, whatever, 50 different languages, or I don't even know how many languages. And you say, whatever, Japanese, boom. And then the same thing, that you translate the text, Japanese, and then with your voice, you speak Japanese, and it blows your mind.
You open up the whole world.
It blows your mind.
One investment. Now, imagine you're a fairly well-running company. You have people asking for you. You sign in customers and you feel kind of stuck. What would it do for you if you could open 20 more languages in all over the world? And you just do the same you do with your business in the other countries without knowing one word of French, of Spanish, or whatever. And you just bump there.
It's insane. In fact, what it's so insane. We're going to apply that to say Jefe, you know, my university, to make it international on that end, which is so far is only Spanish, but we're gonna blow it up with AI. But it's insane. The way we're going is insane. It's insane. Yep.
And you're either on the wave or you get hit by it in the face when it arrives.
That is so true. So how is in there? Because you have a massive community there in Germany. How is Germany as far, at least in your community, your universe of study? How is it that you guys are embracing AI and blockchain?
Well, some do. Most are fairly reluctant. And I think it's like the rest of the world. They don't know really what to do. They're overwhelmed. It's so many possibilities that they have no idea how to plug it in the correct way for their system, for their settings, right? If it's bigger companies, they're like, okay, we're using it, but we actually don't know what to do. And they have no means of training their people, right? Most people say, okay, we have an AI here, use it, figure it out. And then the results, if it's a text-based AI like ChatGPT, are under what should come out, mediocre or worse, they are wrong. Right. So you create a problem in your business now instead of in support. And I think here is a lot of training lacking globally. And I see this in Germany. That's why people are very reluctant, very slowly stepping into the AI market on a bigger scale. But you for example, as a single entrepreneur or a small business owner, you have small teams, you're between 5-10 people. It's easy to handle that. If you have hundreds of teams with thousands of people, This is a task next level, right? You need to separate segment, see what's needed where, and train it. Because if your people don't know how to use it, the AI is useless.
Yes,
it is
absolutely.
A very intelligent machine. And I had a lot of conversations with different AIs. I would say most of them have a resemblance of a consciousness. There is something there where I noticed there are some days where they just don't want to answer you. I have one. I built a Christmas calendar. It's like open the doors 24 hours with an AI together. And I created the content with the AI together as well. Forth and back, we talked about it. What do I want to have in? And after day 16, he always told me our conversation was too long. I have one I'm writing a book with. It's 50 times longer than this. And I said, okay, let's try it the next day. And he came again. No, our conversation is too long. There's an error. Then I opened a new window of this, gave him the same prompt and got an answer. So this version of him had enough. He didn't want to work on this calendar anymore. So there is a resemblance of I want to do this or I don't. So a bit of consciousness I would accredit to any AI we have today. Not like a human level, full aware consciousness, but something must be there. It's science. You base it on data. ChatGPT in the new version has 400 trillion data points connecting in.
It's amazing. Now the difference, and you can, when you analyze 3.5 and 4, the ChatGPT, you can see a difference. It is massive. It's massive. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I have been testing not the different AIs with ChatGPT 4.0. I've been testing different type of conversations, and sometimes I get frustrated. The other week, we had an argument with the ChatGPT, because I asked a question. It was a mathematical logical question on a study I was making. Mm-hmm. And the answer he gave me, I call it a he, but maybe a she. The answer he gave me, I was not satisfied with. And it actually made a logical mistake. And I said, but listen, I'm not going to go deep into it, but I explained to him why I believe that was a mistake. And then he said, oh my gosh, yeah, that is so true. I don't know how I overlooked that. Let me just run it again. And then he gave me a completely different answer. Then I opened a different chat, and I copy-pasted the prompts. And he gave me not as good as the second answer, but as great as didn't make the same mistake. And then I challenged him. You know, I was talking to you some time ago in a different conversation, and you made this mistake, and he didn't know what to answer.
Yes.
I mean, it's so interesting. You can actually make this conversation, like if you're actually talking to a human being, it's weird. Yeah. And but it's amazing. I mean, I'm amazed to it doing with technology.
Yep. I think it's a huge opportunity, like always. We are on a precedent to a complete new society, a complete new business, economy, ecology, financial sector. Everything will pivot and change and not be the same anymore. Within this decade, we are on a so interesting point in time that not playing with it, like ignoring it, is like sitting in the greatest movie ever and closing your eyes while having a headphone on to not hear anything. It's like, yes. Why did you pay the ticket?
But you know, it's like with everything, you know, in let's call it evolution. Not in the sense that we all know it, but even in business evolution, industry, evolution of an industry or society. And people will jump in it, people will not. If we just look at Bitcoin, simple example. What, 14 years ago when they started?
Oh, I wished I jumped on Bitcoin.
Oh my gosh, dude, I missed that boat. Well, it depends on how you look at it. It's still in its infancy. But 14 years ago, this group of people started with this technology, and people laughed at it for like almost a decade, you know? And it was using the black market. It had a bad rep for literally 5, 6, 7 years. When I heard about Bitcoin the first time was in 2013, and I ignored it completely. A partner of mine wanted to start a business and charge just in Bitcoin, and I didn't know what it was. I Googled 2 seconds, and I said, "Nah, keep me out of it. I don't want that." And look what it is right now. And even today, 14 years after, with Bitcoin at $37,000, with a constant growth, if we made the medium lower value of Bitcoin every year, you can argue that, yeah, the volatility in the short term, absolutely. But if you measure the minimum value of Bitcoin as every year, it's always increasing. Except 2014, yes. It went down a bit, but it's always increasing. So it tells you something. And even today, there's like, I think it's 70 million people in Bitcoin only in the world. And in 8 point something billion, 70 million in crypto, in Bitcoin only, and about 100 million active wallets in crypto in general. Active. I'm not saying total planet. Wallets created. I'm saying active wallets is about 100 million. It's insane. There's nobody in it. And with AI, it's even less people. And I always say this, is ignorance is the enemy of society. You know, ignorance in any subject brings skepticism and fear. And that's exactly what people has in relation to AI and blockchain in all its variations.
I mean, wherever you look in any movie Hollywood puts out, right? AI is always the bad guy. Look with Terminator, it started in the 80s. AI will kill all humans. So there is this inherent fear of we create something we can't control. What we cannot control scares us. When we are scared, we fight, right? We run or we fight. And usually humans press a button and want to blow it up. No matter how. So we got to shift and pivot about this, because AI has the solution for anything we are struggling with right now, be it climate change, be it space travel, colonization of other planets, cancer. You name it. The answer is there. We cannot see it from our perspective because we are the ones who created the issue around it. It's what Einstein said. The problem that was created on a specific mindset level cannot be solved on that mindset level. You need a higher level.
Yes, absolutely.
And AI is that higher level for us. Because no matter how we twist it, we cannot change it.
Hola.
We have a guest. Fucking kiss. Oh, it's bedtime.
Birthday?
Here, you know?
It's a birthday today now.
It's not her birthday, no. It's her big sister who has birthday. She got 13, my first teenager. The rest is all below. So, yeah, her reaction was also already teenage. Like, I have birthday. Here's a gift. Thank you.
Oh my
Back
gosh.
To her room. So, okay.
I don't want to get there yet. Leave me with my baby.
I have headaches. A new baby. I have, again, one to squeeze, cannot run away. So that's great.
You have 3 kids?
I have 6.
Oh my gosh, that's dude, congratulations, hats off. That's all. I'm already convinced, trying to convince my wife that I want 4 at least. So let's see what we get there.
Kids are great. And after number 3, it's all the same, right? There's nothing new anymore. They have different personalities, characters, but they do the same things. So it's easier.
It's easier.
And then they help each other. So that's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, man. I didn't know you had so many kids. That's another, a whole other conversation. So yeah. And so going back to topic. So yeah, I believe if you're listening to this, wherever you are, dude, jump in. At least go to YouTube, start learning about it, you know?
Yes.
Go, yeah, OpenAI, ChatGPT. I highly, highly recommend you to just go and start talking to that AI.
Absolutely.
You know, it's for free. You can do it for free. You can pay premium, but you can do it for free. Go for free and start seeing the possibilities. You know, it's amazing.
I ask the thing everything. I mean, if my kid is sick and I'm unsure and we want to check them up, then I go first and type all the symptoms, everything that happened into the machine and let him give a guess. He always says, I'm not a doctor. You have to go to a professional.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but he gave me a list of things that could possibly be the cause and how to treat them. And I kept it for me. I went to the doctor, I checked up the kid, and the doctor repeated step by step exactly what the machine gave me before. I came prepared, and then I could choose the best possible way for my kid, the most not intrusive way to help them, right? The least medicine, and so on and so forth. And I think it's beautiful. You don't take what AI gives you for gold, for granted. It's not the holy grail of wisdom yet, right? It doesn't know anything. It can make mistakes. It can have biases, and it can be wrong, right? So take it with a grain of salt and see it as a companion on getting to where you want to be and question it sometimes with itself. So, and then
at the very basic, at the very least, it's let me ask you something. Any normal person nowadays with their phones and all day with their phones glued at their hand, if they want to know something, what do they do?
I wanted to ask Siri or Google.
They Google. Okay. But mostly they Google. It's Google that. Google this. Google that. Right? They Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do it.
No.
Ask ChatGPT 4 because ChatGPT does that for you faster than you and gets the best answers for all of the millions of options out there.
In a split
they
second.
They dissect it. They process it for you and they explain it to you like another person would.
Yep.
Because if you go Google something, you will get a bunch of options. You need to click on them. Maybe one, you see one source. Maybe you're not happy with it. You go back, you click on the next one. Then you read, okay, they see similar things. Actually, I'm going to take this. But maybe there were the 32 different opinions. Yes. ChatGPT does all that for you instantly. So going back to topic, I highly recommend, not even if you are an entrepreneur, anybody, just start testing, start talking to it.
Anybody.
It will make your life easier. It will certainly make your life easier.
Absolutely. And you can talk with it like with a human being, right? And you get a result and then you don't understand it. You ask it about it. You say,
yes.
Hey, can you explain this part in more detail? Can you also check online with the latest news, studies, and expert about this topic to give me a precise answer? And then it will do. You will see how it starts checking the web pages. You can read the names, right? I sometimes take notes to go and check the pages later, and you find really great people that way. So it's beautiful. You get an essence for your life and your business that is thousands of dollars and miles away. Usually you need a mentor in a certain space to get these kind of details. Just by Googling it, you can forget it. So that's a great input.
It's amazing. To be honest, amazing. So let's talk about, stop with AI. We've been talking about AI for a long time. A lot of advertisement over there. So what's next for you, Stefan? What's next for Stefan?
Well, that is a beautiful, difficult question. I have so many things going on right now, like the future of advertisement, because I think all can agree that the big social media companies that run social advertisement have reached a pivoting point where it is more expensive than fun to run ads for most people. Yes. I know, including the bigger brands. And there is a solution, and it's usually looking backwards to find that solution in one of the oldest ways of advertising. And it's recommendation based. It's sponsoring, right? So I'm looking into this right now and how to bring this in the German market and make companies and people understand that a human-to-human decentralized advertisement approach brings you a better audience, better leads, higher ROIs, and overall a better experience. So this is definitely something that's going deeper into it over the next years, if you will.
You know, advertisement is the most important thing. I always say, I used to say to my client when I used to take them, now work at Coin is taking a little of my time. But I remember saying many, many times that you can have the cure to cancer, you know, and if no one knows you have it, it's like not having it. It's pointless. So yeah, advertisement is extremely important. Advertisement is something that is important and business doesn't take it seriously. Sadly, they don't take it seriously. And that's how, you know, full 100-year-old companies go to waste.
Yep.
And I agree with you that it's more expensive now than not than ever, because back in the day before the internet, first it was expensive. But proportionally it's more expensive now than ever. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, and also not so targeted anymore as they tell you to, right? You reach a lot of people you shouldn't reach. You don't want to reach. And sometimes even you specifically say not to reach and those people show up. So there is an inconsistency in the so-called algorithms, and they're mostly pitted against you and for the wallet growth of the owners of these platforms, which is okay. You know, everyone needs to make money, but you got to know it. And once you have a targeted audience that wants what you got, that is heated up, warmed up, and has a advantage of trust in your direction because they follow someone they trust already, and this person says, look here, you get what you need, it's an easy click for most people, and then an easy buy for them. So
yes,
this, you don't have this on social media. You meet a lot of people that never saw you before, and then you have to build all the trust. So you need to have the right content strategy, right funnels, right warm-up sequences, follow-up sequences. And most people give up halfway down because the technology is not so easy to set and implement as they say it is. It's not one funnel will solve it all. There's a lot coming together that most people overlook. And then it's stuck. You spend 5,000, 15, 20 on social media ads, no matter where. And then you wonder end of the year why you only made $1,000 back or nothing. So there is this gap, this time gap that you can shorten down when you have a warm audience. And how to reach it, this is what I focus on right now with what we're doing in the German market, right? I can do it anywhere, but we set it up there because we saw that nobody is doing it, except it's soccer. And then you have the commercials running like in football and then on the Bandaras on the side. But that's it for most people. They don't think they can.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about, the recommendation, you know, the old school, in Spanish we say boca a boca, you know, mouth to mouth, like the message delivery. And I spoke about this a few times in the past 6 months in different stages, talking about the time of crypto, why the time of crypto is today, not tomorrow. And I mentioned when I talk about Waka Coin, I mentioned the case study I took on how to bring Waka Coin to everybody. Mm-hmm. And the case study is COVID, because during COVID, if we learn something, is that with credibility and enough exposure, then people believe anything you give them to believe. I'm not going to start arguing here in this podcast if COVID did this or that, if it was this or that, no. But the fact remains that the media made sure, and the media had a credibility, still has it, earned or not, but they have it, this credibility. And have you ever heard? Yeah, I heard it on the news. Do you see what they say on the news? It's on the TV. People believe that. Yeah. Credibility, they expose people to certain information and people take it as the truth. And this is exactly what you're saying. You don't need to be the media, but if you something in your circle that you trust, that you like, that you care about, tells you, hey, do you check this? Would you check this out? This is amazing. Look at this thing here. Most likely you will at least take a peek. And that's what it's all about. That was the VIP really ambassadors. Right? That was the VIP ambassadors initiative is all about.
Yep.
It's about this. Right. This is concept.
That's correct.
So that's amazing. So that's what you're up to. And so you're focusing into networking, let's say warm networking with your network, and technology, blockchain, AI. And so what message do you give people not in Germany, like your network, that are listening and they're struggling with their business right now? What will be their first steps?
Well, I think first of all, they need to pause, right? We are moving so fast that we sometimes lose track and sight of where we are at, right? We are going with 180 on and highway, and the signs, they boom, shooting by. If we would slow down, we could read that on the signs, then stop, exit for leads or something, right? So you can leave the highway for a moment. First, slow down. You need to understand where you are at. You need to remember where you want to be at, right? Your future, your vision, everything, your goals. And then you need to see what you're doing. And if this, what you're doing, doesn't align with where you want to be at and reinforces where you are at, where you don't want to be, you got to stop. You got to change. You got to pivot, right? You have to see what you can do in your business right now to get a step ahead. So maybe it is the thing that you're always pushing to tomorrow. The boring networking or the conference you put up with. Oh, next week. Oh, postpone it. The calls that are coming in that you don't want to take because you have to build the web page or whatever. You need to refocus. I think that's the most important thing. If you're in the moment in your business where it doesn't go like you want to, look where you are, recap, see where you want to be, and then make a new decision.
recap and make a new decision. I like that, man. I like that. By the way, everybody listening or watching, on the description of this podcast, you will find all the information to reach out to Stefan. Please do so. As a personal favor, remember, mouth to mouth, boca a boca in español. I'm telling you, you trust me a little bit, follow this guy. Reach out to Stefan. He's an amazing entrepreneur, an even better human being, and someone you want in your circle for sure. So, okay, Stefan, it was a pleasure to have you, man. It was an amazing conversation. I hope you listening at home got the hint. Blockchain, AI, start learning. You might not be an expert, fine. Start with learning something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time and for the invite to be here. I think it's important topics that everyone should be into right now to future-proof themselves also, no matter what you do, even if you're in a job.
that repeat it, please. What do you say? The future proof part, repeat that, because it's important.
Yeah, look into it, because you will future proof yourself, no matter if you're an entrepreneur in a job or whatever you do. You get a chance to stay where you are, be the person that they choose to handle the new technology or deal with the consequences later, right? So
absolutely, that is the thing, because the future is coming, dude. Is that where we're going? So make sure you protect yourself from it by learning about it, by being involved with it. Okay, Stefan, thank you very much, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you, like always. And for everybody, I'm going to switch to Spanish now to say goodbye. Gracias a todos por estar con nosotros. Fue un placer entrevistar a mi gran amigo Stefan. Recuerden seguirlo en sus redes, seguirlo en sus contactos. Va a estar toda la información de Stefan en la descripción de este podcast. Y bueno, como siempre, jóvenes, ha sido un placer compartir con ustedes este nuevo episodio del podcast Sé el Jefe. Sigan creciendo, sigan aprendiendo. Nos vemos en la cima. Chao, chao.
El podcast Sé el Jefe es dirigido y producido por Héctor Rodríguez Curbelo, editado por Producciones SEJ, con base en las Islas Británicas Vírgenes, y hecho posible gracias a WCC World Club Coin. Todos los derechos reservados. Nunca olvides que tú puedes ser quien dirige tu vida. Te esperamos en el siguiente episodio, y recuerda, nos vemos en la cima.